Good idea.
I wonder if I hadn't already invited him. I can't remember. Okay. It's the great book.
We're doing that at your
okay.
place.
Friday.
So what is the meeting?
Yes.
It's a demonstration of the great book.
The Maya C. Davis great book.
Okay, and this is in Sandra's?
Yeah, so
that
you
extension
probably have
is that
to
out
please,
there?
And
Search 3.
And that Dan Cotton.
And Dan Cotton.
Yeah, I think she set it up for me originally. So
she's smart.
Yeah.
As long as she knows.
Now, is this the
go.
Old Maya C. Davis?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just so we can see functionally.
What it does.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just...
There was another change that needed to happen. Thomas, did you add Thomas already?
I took care of the Thomas one.
Okay.
Yeah, that was... I could control that one.
Okay, well, I'll hold this open, and if you have anything else, I'll just add.
Okay.
Okay, and then the other thing on here is, let's see, fields and staging database tomorrow, hosting owner. I mean, basically, we expanded that whole discussion. We have...
So, what number do you
want? Line 54.
Yeah.
Because that's beyond that. I mean, it's basically we're looking for a way to represent departmental specific data, I think we came up with a reasonable design.
Oh,
well, you were there.
Which design are you talking about?
The meeting that we had over in Ray's office.
It was the one that was ostensibly about the one specific.
Yeah.
We're
going to make other tables that have views.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, well, like the general architecture, it was just a matter of, well, so the one piece that was important there had to do with needing to guarantee the long-term viability of that database through some sort of SLA or whatever other means.
So,
And I took that as a real issue. So,
okay.
So that's what... So do we? We don't probably have that in the project plan yet. Then so
we don't, but it's an action item for me.
Yeah.
And it's
no,
basically it's an extension of this item. It's an expansion.
Yeah.
So we come up with a general way of putting in other views of data, so we can add other data sources.
Right. I remember that. Okay.
And I think the issue that's open in that is how that gets provisioned. Ray would like us to provision it for him.
I think we...
Yeah, and actually, so, I think we need to look at both, expensive and cheap ways to do that. One of the things that we were going to look into on that was, I went and talked to Brian, because I'm aware of two things in Oracle. One is and I don't know what, maybe Patrick's people would know, he was going to check to see whether... any of the Oracle environments we're running, I think it's called their application server application. It's a web-based interface to simple table structures. Are we running that on any of these systems? If not, what would it cost to get us there? What we're looking at is there's these tables that we're talking about that would simplify the way we can host departmental data relative to Sakai. Would be to add simple tables to the staging database, and then short of writing a whole app to have somebody populate the data in those, use one of two simple tools that Oracle has. One would be their web interface to tables, so the other would be their web dev interface to tables. And so the question is what it would take to get those on the same server that's hosting the staging database.
How many people would need to use this?
Just a few people in their department.
Very few people, and very infrequently. The one, it depends on the data, but one we're looking at is course schedule, which even though the term numbers for vet med are the same, they use the same term numbers, but their term beginning and end dates are different.
The campus is licensed to use the Oracle Application Server Internet Developer Suite for 50 developers.
Oh.
And right now, three of those licenses are being paid for by accounting, and the other 47 are being paid for by the Banner project. But there's now 47 Banner developers. Okay?
So that's called the Oracle
Application Server and Internet Developer Suite. So it depends on the tools that you need. It's not recommended to run that on the same server as a database server. It's recommended to run that on a separate application server. Okay, but Banner does have an application server that's set up that they're using. That's my idea. Should share that.
Well, it depends.
Depends on how much you
web app.
It depends on the data elements we're looking at. Yeah. For the course schedule.
Because the data is still in the database. Yeah. It's the actual, just the application server that you need access to.
For course hosting stuff, it's not going to be. We're going to need to write an application of some kind to do that, or process feeds for it, because we've got there's 7,000 CRNs a quarter, and every one of them is going to need need some a location. But for the term location, that's like eight elements a year. So for that one, we can go in and.
Write an application plus that you want to roll out to production using the application server. You need server, and that's going to cost you money. Yeah. So if you're going to write a little application for developers to locate in the database,
that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Not for rolling out, like SysWeb, for example, is written on Oracle application server, which is what the students use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So those SysWeb servers are licensed, those application servers are licensed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So if
Thank
you're
you.
Just using it for developers, that's fine.
Well, we could certainly use it to kind of prototype and mock up what they may need.
Right.
And as that need grows and we understand more of what they need, then we might make a determination to write something special.
Tool.
Yeah. So that was a quick thought we had that we might actually be able to accommodate you without us writing months worth of work. So we're still looking at that.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Patrick. That helps a lot. I didn't know what our status was.
And then on roles, we need a follow-up meeting on basically how to represent roles in what it says.
So was that scheduled as well?
I don't think that one's scheduled.
No. Because Ray is not in a position right now to talk about roles management. That's why I mentioned that to everyone, and he was very serious about it, as it turns out.
Yeah.
So that one's on hold for now until they are, in their pilot, before they'll have time to start talking about that again. But I think and we also talked about Live 63. We had a meeting about that. And that was seemed to be sufficient for now because Ray was just brainstorming about that. So other things that Tom could address are Line 37 AFS.
I have to check in with Scott. I'm not sure where we are.
And Line 45 cross-listing.
Well, that gets back to representing things in the database.
Chris already written use case. I believe on Confluence.
Is it in Confluence then? Is that
what he wasn't there this morning. Scott didn't know what
he's on the case.
Okay.
But he's already put it there.
I've seen an entry.
Okay. All right. So we'll take over.
And there is. I was just looking at the things they've been posting. There's something. There's a section in the Sakai Nationwide Confluence system about the course management discussion group. There are recent postings in the last couple of days about some of this thing in the. There's a new diagram in there that shows cross-listing right at the top. So they know it's an issue as well. Yeah.
And then we have a broader issue because it's not just cross-listing. It's pointing them someplace else.
Right.
Oh.
Altogether.
Yeah.
And I think, I think we have it pretty much nailed down how to represent it in the database. But then again, the provisioning side of that.
How to represent it in the database. Right. That's the Line 46 where... Jimmy Little told us about the tables, and I think Ray Ty already knew about those two cross-listing.
Well, how we want to represent. Okay, maybe I'm confusing things. I'm talking about where you've got a course that could be on either which Sakai instance or which.
No, it's two different.
That was more 54, wasn't it? That was the ownership.
Okay.
Cross-listed is, where the course is, maybe it's one
so
of the
it's a special case of sectioning.
In a way it is, yeah. The two things kind of can be treated the same way, but it's, Psych 101 and Business Management 101 is really the same course taught by the same teacher, but they wanted two different CRNs, and they wanted, in the schedule of courses, they wanted cross-listed. They point to each other. But
do they have separate rosters, though?
They do. They have separate rosters. So, right now my UC Davis makes an attempt to handle that. And the way you know, that we're in my UC Davis, we're doing it perhaps the hard way, because Banner actually has two tables that work the whole cross-listing scenario out. I mean, the two CRNs and the core subject matter tell you which course this is cross-listed to. So one of the things, when Brian heard about that, he said, yeah, we definitely need to just grab those two tables and put them in the external database for Sakai. And I think Ray already has them in his layouts as well. So that's a you know, understanding the issue, but then how we represent it functionally, perhaps can be handled a little reduced sections.
So are we working on cross-listing at the moment? Who's assigned to it?
We're not.
I think it's pending a better understanding of section.
We need to do functional analysis on our side.
We know what we need. But
we need somebody to...
What's Ray's deadline?
I think we're software. Or at least we know how we're going to present it.
So you've resolved
it
for
Scott
yourself.
Emerson and Scott Fishbinder in dialogue about how to do it.
Or this week. We have to understand how we want to do that.
And does that understanding include the campus?
Yeah. Well,
it's different.
Both of them are talking together.
We can't speak for the campus.
So Scott Fishbinder.
But go ahead and describe your way, Ray, because I remember Chris describing it.
We're basically going to combine the two rosters together. And since there is no such thing as a hierarchy relationship for cross-listing,
right,
we're going to treat all the courses originating from VetMed as parent courses.
Okay, so the VetMed course will be the parent.
Right, so the tab that people will see will be
the
VetMed course.
Then when they click on it, then they'll see...
They will see everything
the
else.
...the other course that might be cross-listed with it.
That's,
so they're going to provision people into a course. It's not that the faculty will do that jointly.
No.
Right.
Yeah, that would be different. But so you don't have the separate roster problem in that many of these cases?
We do, but we know what it's cross-listed with. Like Sandra said, there is a couple of tables in Banner that tells you.
And you know where the student came from. So.
Yes, we know, because they're different.
Yeah.
Because they have different CRNs.
Yeah,
we handle it a little bit. We have a small cross-listing with us, and basically we use the resource section as the key. Is everybody points to the same resource section. And then as it comes to assignments, they're separate. And, I mean, basically you have two separate courses that are not related, but point to the same resource section for their data. And that's our workaround on that one. I don't know what else you could... Yours is probably a little bit easier in some sense and a little bit more difficult in another.
It's always the same instructor for both.
Yeah, and ours
well, that's
as well.
Not true for us. No, it's not true for us. Sometimes it's ours can get just crazy. Even ours can outpace Banner with what faculty want to do, some of the scenarios that Brian has shared with us. But I think sometimes maybe it's team teaching, and I'm not sure if that's another example of cross-listed courses. That's not another example?
No, because, I mean, I've taken a cross-listed course.
I know, but...
Computer engineering and electrical engineering in the same sense.
Okay.
So teaching is you got one section, you got multiple teachers.
Yeah, so...
Cross-listing is you got two groups of students with one teacher. Or more.
Yeah, because they're two separate subjects.
Can't you have a cross-listed course that has two teachers? So Tom's question was, does it always involve just one instructor? And the answer is no.
But there's still going to be a primary.
Right.
You always have to have a primary.
Oh, that's true. Banner always requires an instructor of record. One person on the team has to be
an
instructor of record.
But could it be an instructor of record different for the different
We are,
that's true. For all different sections, yes.
And that's in which case you wouldn't want to combine the
rosters. Right. Not automatically. You may not. That's right. That's why Ray is saying his solution may not work for the campus, because he's going to provision them right in.
No, Cam is a good example of that. The instructor of record on each lab is different because it's a different...
Yeah, so you wouldn't necessarily want to combine that just automatically. You might... The instructor might want to weigh in on how they, or if,
is that true?
They combine.
I may have told you a line, but Kim, but that's
all. Well, we just need to be flexible. Okay, and that's why it's a lot like
actually
section.
Part of this is going to be learning it.
Well, the real kind of wrinkle occurred when John came back with this information about how the Sakai Foundation is going to be making changes.
No,
perhaps.
It's the
that's site. Okay, all right.
Discussion group.
That's right. Okay. So that may not have a section. All right, I'm sorry. Sections. Okay. All right. So the thing is, we don't have a resource at this point to put on courses.
Well, the big press was for vet med, but it sounds like they've got something that'll work for them. So
we haven't done it yet.
Okay. You already mentioned AFM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then. Quiz Builder, line 22. Page
direction. We're having a demo. John's going to come with a demo, John.
We're having a demo of Quiz Builder?
No, not Quiz Builder, sorry. It's Grade Builder.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's Monday.
They both have the same level of problems, that's why.
Lisa's doing a great job working on this one. She's already done some extraction. See line 31. We don't have a complete spec yet, but the way she is going at this is she needed to take a look at the data first before she could write a complete spec from a functional design. So she's got a lot of stuff in Confluence that people can take a look at. And I think Jan gave her a vet med instructor who is a heavy user. She has a variety of instructors who have created quizzes and Quiz Builder. She's looking at their data to see how to bring it across to Samico.
We're not looking at it.
No, she is. Lisa is, because...
Oh, Lisa's looking at it.
Yeah, because Jan wanted...
Good.
And she met with Bob Favorite and Rick Hayes. The other thing that's happening there is Thomas starts tomorrow interacting with the Stanford team. So he'll be having an online free session with Lydia Lee and their first sort of joint task is to look at import-export of quiz and question materials using a standardized format, which would allow, could provide Lisa with, you know, a good mechanism to move content from IC Davis into Sakai. It will also then allow us to use other third-party tools like Respondus and Question Mark to build questions offline. For those that may want to do that or may have already done that, or to have a, you know, almost like a backup of those. So that was deemed a way for Thomas to really get into the code and see how it works, to start partnering with Stanford and also to do something that is meaningful both here and to the larger community. So that should be a good interaction. And like I said, they're starting that tomorrow.
Okay. So that's the state of affairs.
Anything you want to ask about on these issues, which are largely targeted towards you, or things you want to add?
Got it, I'm a target man. So, I met with Jan and Chris early last week, on our priorities of Gradebook and Semico per your email. We have a little list of priorities that I need to summarize and shoot it back to you guys.
All right, absolutely. That'd be great.
That was with respect to Gradebook and?
Gradebook and Quiz Builder.
And Quiz Builder, cool.
because now we've, Ben has done the analysis on them. I think it's, he's got broken it out to a level that they can see, more or less, and so.
Right, so that was those will be good to funnel to John and Thomas as they, so there's sort of, there's Ben Garman's material, there's the requirements that were formalized last week in the national conference thing, and then the
raise priorities.
So we have all those to sort. So we'll want to get those to, we'll want to get raised to John and Thomas.
Okay. And they've seen Ben's work, right?
Yeah, I believe you used Ben's
Ray
work.
No, Ray has. I know Ray has, but I'm at John and Thomas.
They should know it. John may not have, since he's been, have his nose put grindstone on SCORM. By the way, the SCORM, he announced this morning as well. I know you heard that. Maybe it was right after you left. SCORM tool has been put on the 2.2 requirements list by Glenn.
Oh, the requirements list.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that means they're wanting that in the release this summer.
So that's a fire under John. Another
so, yeah.
John. Wow. Okay. I'll make sure that he's seen Ben's work in Confluence.
I know my faculty appreciate it. Just having the I mean, we use some of those functions a lot inside WebCT, seeing where our students are.
Anything else, Ray?
Well, we have finally decided what hardware we're going to buy for production, so we will be cutting a deal.
Yeah, what do you think?
And we're going to get Sun Optimus. Those kind of old.
Sun Optimus?
Oh, he's going to get Optimus too. Oh, that's good.
Shopping list.
Don't miss.
How many are you going to buy?
Huh?
How many will you buy?
I don't know. I only look at the bottom thicker.
They don't tell you things like that. I'll just sign here.
They're going to give you a wish list, and you're going to give them the
They gave me a list just thick. I just looked through the last page.
It's going to be like Christmas home.
Can I afford it?
Sign here, Ray.
You and Liz get the sign here.
I know. There are days I feel like Colonel Potter.
So will you guys be doing clustering and stuff like that at the app server level?
They got all the detail.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I'm not involved with that part of it.
Okay.
Just signed.
Okay. Just signed.
We've done that. We are, as you know, heavily trying to re-architect the Helios, the curriculum database for our needs. And
yeah.
And what we have decided to do is, for some of the really clunky interface, we're going to rewrite portions of it with Ajax. Mm-hmm. So it will be more rich as far as user interface is concerned, because that has been one of our problems. It's the traditional web interface is not rich enough for how our curriculum schedule people work. So we are looking into that.
You're going to do that for when? I mean, just out of curiosity.
So when?
Yeah, will this be ready for your spring? Is Helios a part of your spring rollout? Does it have to be in
it
place?
It will be a portion of it.
Yeah. So, wow. Okay.
And we are also in the process of migrating our old staging database to the production staging database server that we have put up a month ago, but it really migrated because we didn't do enough QAQC, but now we have. So
and that's SQL Server?
Can't afford Oracle, do you?
Okay. Well, there's affording it, and then there's affording it.
So you're saying staging. Super
and Scott is, of course, working with Virginia Tech for the eval project. He's also looking at the scheduler interface in Sakai, so we can pop our schedule data into it.
Yeah.
That was one thing I saw in what you were discussing is putting the campus schedule inside Sakai.
Yeah.
And then is there a way as we do this to populate departmental schedules into Sakai as well.
I'm curious, you.
Yeah.
Huh? You hate me, huh?
He's been bringing that up. No, he's been bringing that up.
So we need to do it.
Which tool is Scott Fishbein using for scheduling data into
Which tool?
He's just looking
at the API.
This morning he talked about using the web services to try to put some basic class data.
I think he's
schedule tool. He's just getting started.
He was successful in adding stuff in. So he will continue to look at that. And then we need to look at some policy issues, like, you know, once it's into Sakai, right now you can do whatever you want with the data. And what we're thinking of is the data that we push into Sakai that, you know, the students and the faculty cannot change. Because that's
the
Bible data.
Change it,
So we need to iron out some of those policy issues first.
So I was going to actually ask for suggestions for the oversight committee. That sounds like one that we ought to be talking about overall, right?
We could.
So then the rest of the dream will occur.
Once you've been dreaming for a long time, man.
Once you get your scheduling data into Sakai, you can send it on off the banner.
So is Exchange Server going to play any kind of role?
Not in the foreseeable future. I mean, we had a good meeting and discussed that. And Josh, I think, heard all of your issues and to bring it back to
It's only worthwhile if the whole campus is on it, right? Because outside meaning non-VetMed students will take some VetMed courses, VetMed students take some non-VetMed courses, so it doesn't make it whole, if you will, if you're only looking at it from a small population.
It would be interesting if there was some way we could create either a project or a course, basically, for department. For the scheduling, kind of a generic overlay. It doesn't have any courses.
Some groups are going to do that. So that, we were doing that. That's actually fairly easy to just share tools across Sakai sites. And I think School of Ed is going to do that so they can. But it basically boils down to, if you want to have a calendar that some set of sites share, they just have to be populated with the same people. And you can post things at that sort of meta level.
So what we use is our function in that. Can you do that in projects as well?
I haven't tried it, but that part of it pretty much.
Just for us, putting it in a course timeline doesn't fit because it goes beyond that timeline.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, if you did it with a project, then you could set the timelines any way you want to, which is probably what School of Ed will do as well because they want it to maintain that calendar for a few weeks before an actual quarter begins and a few weeks after, because that's actually when their people come in and out.
Yeah, for us, we'd have it up as a continuous for 2-3 years out.
Well, if a press or anybody else uses it, their quarter definitions are going to be very different.
That's what they want to do, since their quarters are different, they have different start mandates. That's where this other discussion got larger, was how to, and that was what the thing that we were talking about with the banner, application server, is to give them a way to put in their own start mandates.
Basically, departmental overlay for any data that isn't storage central.
So
there's two sides of that. One is, you monkey with the dates that are actually in Sakai, which you can do with the loading level, but you might want to do some other things.
But there are going to be some stuff that are campus-wide, like holidays, when the quarters begin and end.
Well, that's the thing that's different. These guys have different, even though they use the same term, they have different dates.
The thing is that's going to be a titling, as opposed to, it's like beginning fall quarter, School of Medicine, School of Veterinary Medicine, undergraduate, or whatever you want to title main campus. So you preface the title of it, and those would be the permanent overlays that would be coming from outside, where for me, in my group, we would have for scheduling, when do our year one students come? When do our year two students come for their class periods? We have that sort of detail in our, like, what lectures are scheduled. We can have one source point for entering. We have other people say, well, we don't want to confuse year one with year two. It's just how you preface the title.
So he actually made me think of a couple other things that are sort of, I don't know if they go all the way to the oversight committee or not, but that need common dialogue, and that is things like, do we want to do something like put holidays into the schedule, because we'd have to provision that as well. We haven't had any dialogue on that one. And the other one that came up in the content group and in the training as well was modification of the skins. And I think you guys have already done a little bit of cleanup and made the title bar at the top work a little better by making it a little bolder. But what the overall look and feel is like, and whether we need to, I mean, whether we're just tweaking it a little bit, or whether we need some sort of policy level review
on the
look and feel of the whole thing. Yeah, the whole Sakai, you know, set of pages can be heavily modified.
We need
through CSS.
I'm assuming someone needs to work on that.
Babette said that she has.
Going to work on that?
Remember, I raised it as perhaps it would be a project for Graduate School of Management.
Whole
project set up, and they'll take your project, and their marketing students and a marketing professor will take it on as a project and do all kinds of things, you know. And I said, do we want to let them help us? And she said, no. She's going to do it.
We have graphic designers and media works to work
on.
The issue. The question is, right, are there guidelines that mm-hmm. would need to be set in terms of navigation bar locations? Are there any things that this campus wants to dictate will not change from group to group or department to department or whatever? And then once we've got those guidelines, then we can start making some samples.
The kind of issue that we need some policy on, there's already plenty of flexibility in Sakai to make it kind of look and feel any way we want. From a very dramatic overhaul, like, I don't know if anybody's played with the pig skin design that comes with the latest release, but, you know, completely moves the toolbar from the left to the top and changes the size, the colors, and that whole shebang. But what came up in the training sessions already was the way the individual tools feel by default, what the set of individual tools are that are going to be populated in every course, and the names of the buttons. So right now, although that's all configurable from a Sakai administrator, you know, you could have a discussion whether you wanted to allow instructors to have some of that capability. The reason that they didn't set it up that way, I imagine, to begin with, is that if everybody went and renamed the chat tool to their own liking, then a poor student coming in wouldn't have a clue which button was the chat tool.
So,
but that doesn't mean that on an institutional level you might not want, you know, to rename those. So if this is the kind of thing that's supposed to worry about. It's time to get it going on it.
So then let me ask the question. Which way are you thinking about that? Because the skin that VetMed might have, and you guys had that Viper skin, did you?
Yeah, well, that's just kind of the, I mean, that's just almost just
at the
logo
top, that thing at the top. So that, you know, is there a group of people?
I think some of the decisions are pretty obvious. I mean, you want it functionally uniform. You know, the appearance can be different, but, you know, when someone has to, you know, elucidate what that means.
But
exactly. It's just where do you define the thin line between appearance and functional organization? And I agree with Kirk that you can't have students going from department to department and it looks like they're using a completely different LMS.
Tools.
And,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and,
right,
and different names and different things. I mean, that just isn't going to fly.
Although
there's going to be stuff that comes from the campus mm-hmm. that says, the campus will have this color.
I'm not talking about color. Where are the tabs? Where are the links? Where's the navigation happening?
But see, all of that, I mean, it's not a simple thing, because as soon as they start making Captivate tutorials, it's going to be a lot harder to go back and change the names of
buttons.
No,
exactly. We need to have something pretty quick, because there's no point doing Captivate on something that that, you know, it basically is holding back that work.
So
that's an
oversight issue that you're going to bring, is it or not?
Well, I put it down to do that, yeah. I don't have a prescription yet.
But it's at that level that discussion needs to be played.
I think you just fixed the skin template a little bit to make it a little more readable, but I don't think you did major renaming or ordering, and you don't see any need to at this point, right? I think what we need, you know, we have to agree, if we like it the way it is, we have to at least agree to that, and then Babette needs to know it's okay to go out and say, this is the way it's going to be.
We can just agree that, functional changes will not happen. I mean,
But now is our window to make changes in that if we want. So it's worth a review of some group of people, which hasn't happened.
Right.
I mean, just simple things like, do we want to keep calling it the message center for where the discussion forum is? Everybody now knows around here that we have something, the discussion forum.
But it's also, it also does internal emails. That's why it gets, you have to go to the change management side of it.
Yeah, so I think maybe what we need is just to send out a request for possible issues that people might like to have a little group of that has reviewed these things and put it to rest.
So who's going to send out this email and what's it about?
To Babette. Shouldn't it get to the oversight committee?
I think Babette should draft the issues and then come in to the oversight.
She might need a little help with this.
Yeah, it seems like we ought to have a discussion in the oversight committee meeting first, so that people can have the benefit of understanding.
Well, how about
just as an agenda?
How about I pose it as a general question and run it by Nancy for a little bit of detail, on at least the things that I can think of off the top of my head, and see whether other ones that might have come up in the training or.
Images are worth a million words. If you the new Sakai, you said the skin looks very different. They've got the tabs across the top and not down the side.
No, interesting. No. You have that option. I don't think we want to do that.
Oh, okay.
But that was the pig version.
That was the pig version.
But there's a copy of this pig version somewhere.
Right. Just do a screencast.
You can show it. I mean, and show that one versus what Ray's doing versus something else, just to have a dramatic.
Well, or even just highlight the buttons whose names might be in question or something.
If you just have it up on the screen and you stand there and point and say, this could disappear and it could go up here or da 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 da, as well as the other internal issues regarding do we turn off the ability to make changes, modify certain attributes and whatever.
Okay,
I suggest to go talk to Babette.
It's boiling down to my Sakai. That's about it. That's what's going around everybody's mouth.
Yeah, but you have a CLE at the end. There's a lot of words that end with CLE.
My debacle.
Right.
My suicide.
That doesn't end in CLE. My debacle does, though.
Well, that was pretty quick. Davis in there,
we really need to get that happening because so many people are saying Sakai now, or they're saying My UC Davis 2.
Everybody knows what Sakai is. I don't know. I just seems to just.
Well, I think everyone
in a small audience, there's faculty coming in. It's on CIO list. It's on
over people's heads.
Faculty list. It's on CC Fit talks about it. Education subcommittee talks about it.
It's going to be hard to change people's minds.
Academic coordinators are going back to the departments and talking about it. Mm-hmm. The TSCs are talking about it.
If you change it from My UC Davis to Sakai UC Davis, then it'd be from My to Sakai, and that would be a catchy catchphrase. I keep finding that coming up in
from My to Sakai.
Well, but you have the issue that My is more than course management.
Yes, that's very true.
And My is not going to go away.
Yeah,
no,
so
it is not.
This is still going to be there, and then the link to Sakai. So.
Or moving from My to Sakai. Yeah.
It was a moving experience. I'm sorry.
All right, I think that's
it's
the
going
end
down
of our
okay,
talk.
I sure got confused about what my part in this
is. I'll send you an email and it'll become clear.
Okay. Debacle, I like.
We'll all become clear?
Debacle, you know.
Well, this part.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think that one should leave this room.
No, all in the tapes display. Oh, gosh. Yeah, this idea was it.
Yeah, that's it. Hey,
Yeah, really.
That's Mrs. Boyce. Yeah, that's Nancy impersonating me.
Well, we've got that MP3 player still going.
I think this is a very useful meeting. I think it fulfills the needs of a couple of meetings that already exist. As Kurt says, how does everybody else feel? Just do a quick 1 minute around that room.
Now, is this still going to be just a once-a-month meeting?
Every 2 weeks.
I don't know if Dan can fit it into a schedule.
I mean, well, as you see today, Beth's not here. I mean, I think we're always going to be missing one or two people. There are things that come up, but it's an opportunity for us to all know where everybody stands. And for me personally, this probably is going to cancel out about 4 hours of meetings.
Wow.
So this meeting helps me a lot. I don't know about the others. I know, Sandra, if this works for you and getting your...
Yeah, it works for this. The other meeting that I'll probably have to keep going for just a few more iterations is the hardware meeting until we get to that.
We're getting close on that.
Yeah, we're getting close, but we don't have a...
And that has an end date. I mean, that's...
It does, yeah. But we're real close, and it's been going really well. So as soon as we're... Diana and I knew that from the beginning. She only set up so many meetings of those. So it has a finite number of meetings anyway.
For me, this is fine as a substitute for the project.
Unless you don't have that one.
So what?
There's one meeting you don't go to.
Which one? The hardware meeting.
Yeah. I know, yeah, that's right.
Okay, thanks.
I just signed the checks.
Yeah, that's right.